day of historical importance. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden was in Selma, Alabama Sunday, commemorating the upcoming 50th anniversary of the Bloody Sunday attack on peaceful voting rights protesters. Fox's David Spunt reports from the site of the crucial civil rights moment.
President Biden and civil rights leaders crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge over Selma, Alabama. Hundreds of people that have been out here all day waiting to catch a glimpse of the commander-in-chief also crossed the bridge. It was in 1965 when civil rights leaders crossed the bridge. They were beaten. They were hit with tear gas, a dark day in American history. One of them was the late Congressman John Lewis, who many say the bridge should be named for.
The president urging the voting rights fight to continue. A small plane crashes on New York's Long Island. Fox's Ted Lindner with more.
The FAA says the single-engine Piper PA-28 aircraft crashed near a residential area of North Lindenhurst in Suffolk County Sunday afternoon. Shortly after takeoff, the pilot issued a mayday signal saying there was smoke in the cockpit. The pilot turned back to the airport in nearby Farmingdale, but the plane came down in a residential neighborhood. Three people were on board the plane. One person was killed. Two others were injured. Officials say no one on the ground was hurt, and the FAA and NTSB is investigating.
Winter storms continue to wreak havoc on California.
Some places like the Sierra Nevada mountains could get several more feet of snow into early next week. The new storm coming just 1 week after parts of the state saw up to 12 feet of snow. It's forcing California's governor to declare a state of emergency in more than a dozen counties. Another powerful winter storm is also on tap for the region later in the week.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Following last week's deadly train crash in Greece, a station master facing several charges. Fox's Jonathan Savage reports.
At least 57 people died last week in the crash near Larissa, many of them in their teens or early 20s. And police allege a station master directed two trains travelling in opposite directions onto the same track. He's been charged with offences including multiple counts of negligent homicide. The 59-year-old's lawyer says his client gave 7.5 hours of truthful testimony and judges should investigate if more than one station master should have been on duty at the time.
Chicago honoring a police officer who was killed last Wednesday. Fox's Eric Sean has the report.
Chicago is in mourning this weekend after the loss of Officer Andres Vasquez Lasso. Officer Lasso was shot multiple times while chasing an armed suspect on Wednesday. Communities around the town held several vigils yesterday to pay tribute to the fallen hero. Lasso's murder coming just one day after Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot was voted out of office, and on the same day, the city's police superintendent announced he's resigning. Mayor Lightfoot's defeat at the polls coming amid increased anger over rising crime and lawlessness.
One of the most studied places on Earth, the site of a new discovery.
Another stone figure, or moai, has been found on Easter Island in the bed of a volcano crater lake thanks to severe drought conditions. Easter Island, about 2,200 miles west of the Chilean coast, is famous for over 900 stone figures carved out of volcanic ash as far back as 1100 AD by the Rapa Nui people. AFP News saying the newly found moai was discovered by three Chilean university volunteers working on a project to help restore marshland in the Ranu Rarukú volcano. The recently discovered moai measures just 5 feet tall.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.